From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia and South Korea relationship strategic and special. Ambassador Kenji emphasizes the importance of energy transition cooperation in Japan and Indonesia. Malaysia brings home 121 suspected victims of job scams trapped Myanmar conflict. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted the Indonesia and South Korea relationship that is not only strategic but also special. He appreciated Seoul's commitment to the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem. Indonesian President said at the Korea-Indonesia Economic Cooperation Forum during the 50th anniversary celebration of diplomatic relations in Jakarta on Thursday, "Congratulations on the 50th anniversary of Indonesia and South Korea's amicable relation. A relationship that is not only strategic but also special because of the strong partnership between the two and their close friendship." The president also thanked the South Korean business community for investing in the archipelago. Indonesia is pursuing to become a global cacao processing center, leveraging its position as the world's third largest cacao producer with an annual output of around 700,000 tons. Edi Sutopo, a director of the Ministry of Industry, emphasized on Thursday the ministry's collaborative approach with various stakeholders across the entire cacao value chain to establish Indonesia as a global leader in cacao and cacao processing. In addition to these sectors, Indonesia holds promising potential in the chocolate and artisan chocolate industries. A total of 121 people, mostly Malaysians, suspected of being victims of job scams, were evacuated from Myanmar on Friday after being stranded by fighting between the military and rebel groups in the country's north, Malaysia's foreign ministry said. The group, which included an Indonesian national, arrived at Kuala Lumpur International Airport at 3:24 a.m. local time, through a specially arranged flight from Kunming, China, the ministry said in a statement. The evacuation mission was done through the Myanmar-China border starting Thursday morning with the cooperation and approval of the countries involved. Kanasugi Kenji will end his term as Japanese ambassador to Indonesia on December 5, 2023. At his farewell reception at Hotel Indonesia Kempinski, Jakarta recently, Ambassador Kenji explained the importance of continuing collaboration between the two countries in various sectors.
Japan and Indonesia are two of the largest maritime democracies in the world. At the same time, while Indonesia is a country with young, energetic and growing population, Japan is unfortunately an aging society with decreasing population. So as such, our two countries have both commonality and complementarity, enabling us to enhance our collaboration in a variety of sectors into the future.
Kenji began serving as the Japanese ambassador in Jakarta in February 2021. Ambassador Kenji, in his farewell speech, also said he was optimistic that bilateral relations between Japan and Indonesia would get better in the future. Ambassador Kenji will start his new assignment in Beijing, China, while his current position will be replaced by Masaki Yasushi. Still about Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Kanasugi Kenji, who outlined the big tasks that still need to be perfected regarding the energy transition before terminating his term of office in Indonesia. According to Ambassador Kenji, both Japan and Indonesia have the same problem, namely dependence on fossil-based energy. Kenji said it was necessary to introduce and develop extra renewable energy and innovative carbon trap products and co-firing with ammonia, hydrogen, biomass.
Energy transition. Yeah, because Japan, Indonesia have common problems. We are heavily dependent on fossil fuel energy. So we need to introduce more renewable, and also we need to introduce innovative technology such as CCS and co-firing with the biomass, ammonia, hydrogen. So it's a common challenge.
Ambassador Kenji confirmed Japan's commitment to continue supporting Indonesia in the energy transition. One of these commitments is proven by the formation of the Just Energy Transition Partnership at the 2022 Group of 20 Summit in Bali, Indonesia, which aims to realize a just and gradual energy transition in the Indonesian electricity sector until 2030. Next, we have the Indonesian Journalists Association that has emphasized the media's responsibility to thoroughly examine the track records of each presidential and vice presidential candidate pair vying for the 2024 election. Henry Chebangun, the association's chairperson, remarked in Jakarta on Thursday that candidates' track records provide valuable insights into their past performance, enabling voters to make informed decisions during election. He urged that Indonesia's five-yearly democratic process shouldn't exacerbate divisions among the populace. The General Elections Commission, or KPU, has received registration documents from three presidential and vice presidential candidate pairs, Anies Baswedan and Muhaimin Iskandar, Ganjar Pranowo and Mahfud MD, and Prabowo Subianto and Gibran Rakabuming Raka. We end the news with France, which is holding a badminton competition for students from French schools in the Asia-Pacific region. Jakarta French School, Lycée Français de Jakarta, as the organizer, has invited around 144 participants from French schools in Asia-Pacific region, such as Singapore, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Australia, and Indonesia. This competition, which has been taking place 7 times, was officially opened by the French ambassador to Indonesia, Fabien Penon, at the French school in Jakarta on Thursday. The ambassador told Voice of Indonesia that badminton was chosen for the competition because the sport has been increasingly popular in Europe. Badminton is an important sport in Asia and is currently increasingly popular in Europe. Moreover, in 2025, France will host the Badminton World Championship. The badminton competition among French school students in Asia-Pacific will take place from November 30 to December 2, 2023. The competition is not held during the pandemic for more than 2 years until it was reopened in 2023. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Hamas-Israel agree to extend ceasefire. Hamas and Israel last Thursday, November the 13th, agreed to extend their 6-day ceasefire to 7 days. With this agreement, negotiators on both sides have an additional day to continue trying to reach a temporary truce to exchange Israeli hostages held in Gaza with Palestinian prisoners. The ceasefire has allowed much-needed humanitarian aid to enter Gaza after much of the coastal territory of 2.3 million people was left in ruins by Israeli bombardment in response to a deadly attack by Hamas militant on October the 7th. Hamas, which released 16 hostages in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners last Wednesday, November the 29th, said in a statement that the ceasefire would continue until the 7th day. Meanwhile, the Israeli military, in a statement released minutes before the temporary ceasefire expired at 5 GMT, stated that the operational pause would continue in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the hostage release process and subject to the terms of the framework. According to a spokesman for the Qatari Foreign Ministry, which is the main mediator between the conflicting parties along with Egypt and the United States, the ceasefire conditions, including the cessation of hostilities and the influx of humanitarian aid, will remain the same. Previously, the United Nations Security Council adopted Resolution 2712, which called for the extension of the urgent humanitarian pause in the Gaza Strip to facilitate the provision of essential goods and services to the local population. At the UN Security Council meeting last Wednesday, UN Security General Antonio Guterres emphasized the need for a true humanitarian ceasefire and reaching a two-state solution. Wednesday Council meeting coincided with the commemoration of the International Day of Solidarity with Palestinians, marked every November 29th since 1977. Until the ceasefire was announced on Friday, November the 24th, the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza stated that more than 15,000 Palestinians, including more than 6,000 children, had been killed and 36,000 others injured. As stated by the UN Secretary General, it is hoped that Hamas and Israel will reach a complete ceasefire and a permanent peaceful solution so that each party can start again and build their new life in peace. That was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We start Today in History with the event on November 17, 1956. Muhammad Hatta stepped down from the position of Vice President of Indonesia. Muhammad Hatta was an Indonesian statesman and independence activist who became the first Vice President of Indonesia, accompanying Sukarno as the President. Along with Sukarno, Hatta was one of the proclaimers of Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945, on which he signed the proclamation text. When he was vice president, Hatta issued important decisions in Indonesian history, such as the Declaration of November 3, 1945, which allowed the establishment of political parties and established a free and active foreign policy that Indonesia still addresses today. Several factors, including the strained relationship with Sukarno due to differences in views, made Hatta decide to step down from the position of vice president on December 1, 1956. The position became vacant until 1973 when Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX was appointed as vice president under President Soeharto. We turn to the event on December 1, 1988. Benazir Bhutto was named the Prime Minister of Pakistan. On December 1, 1988,
President of Pakistan Ghulam Ishaq Khan formally named Benazir Bhutto as the Prime Minister of Pakistan, the party she led, the Pakistan People's Party, won the election held on November 16th. In the election held after the fall of the military regime, led by Zia-ul-Haq, the PPP received 37.66% of the vote. Benazir, the daughter of former President Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, who was overthrown by Zia-ul-Haq, became Prime Minister of Pakistan until 1990s, and served again as Prime Minister from 1993 to 1996. Benazir Bhutto became the first woman to lead Pakistan and a Muslim-majority country. We end today in history with the event every December 1st. World AIDS Day has been commemorated since 1988 to raise awareness of AIDS, the disease, which attacks the human immune system, is caused by the HIV virus and is spread through direct contact with body fluids that contain HIV. World AIDS Day was first coined by James W. Bunn and Thomas Netter in August 1987. They were two public information officers for the Global AIDS Program at the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. According to WHO data for 2021, more than 38 million people worldwide suffer from AIDS, and more than 40 million people died from this disease. This year, the theme of World AIDS Day is Let Communities Lead. To mark the critical impact a community can have in shaping the response to HIV and AIDS across the globe. And that was Today in History.
Don't
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Industry Ministry tries to make Indonesia to be world epicenter for cocoa processing industry. The Industry Ministry attempted to make Indonesia an epicenter of industry center for world cocoa processing. That was because Indonesia is the world's third biggest cocoa producer in the world, with a total production of 700,000 tons per year. Currently, there are 11 cocoa processing companies in Indonesia with an export value of $1.12 billion in 2022, or world's fourth biggest exporter country. This industry also play an important role in supporting downstreaming that enhance domestic cocoa added value. That was stated by Director for Beverages, Tobacco Product and Refreshing Ingredients Industry of the Industry Ministry, Edi Sutopo, in Jakarta on Thursday, as quoted from Antara News Agency. Edi Sutopo explained that to be the world's epicenter for cocoa and its processed products, the Industry Ministry would collaborate with various stakeholders from the upstream to the downstream. According to Edi Sutopo, Indonesia was superior in products that included paste, cocoa or liqueur, cocoa cake, cocoa butter, and cocoa powder. The Indonesian product market range was 9.17% of the world demand. Beside that sector, Indonesia also had potential in the chocolate industry and artisanal chocolate industry. And for the mass producing chocolate industry, there were currently some 900 companies with production capacity beyond 462,000 tons per year. The total export value from this sector was $76.89 million by 2022. Edi Sutopo ensured that the Industry Ministry was proactively carrying out various programs and policies in the effort of boosting the performance of processed cocoa-based industries, such as by maintaining ingredient availability. They also supported the sustainability and traceability programs on the supply chain. They also enhanced chocolate consumption campaigns domestically, promoting at national and international export, while implementing the production machine restructuring programs. The Industry Ministry was also actively developing new entrepreneurs in the cocoa producing industry sector. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today.
Aku ini hanyalah orang biasa, namun cintaku.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. On 18th November 2023, Pacitan Regency, East Java Province, held the 2023 Rontek Festival. At this festival, Rontek art was played by 12 sub-districts in Pacitan that display their respective Rontek art. The performances feature included stunning dance movements, local folk legends, and many more. Apart from the Rontek performance at the festival, the community was also entertained by various types of traditional cultural art and micro, small, and medium enterprises market involving 50 micro, small, and medium enterprises business players. Based on its name, the Rontek Festival highlights Rontek art as the main performance. Rontek is a traditional Pacitan art. Rontek consists of two words, ronda and tek-tek. Ronda means going around to keep security or patrol. Meanwhile, tek-tek refers to the sound produced by musical instruments made from bamboo. Therefore, Rontek or ronda tek-tek can be interpreted as a roving activity to maintain security carried out at night by using musical instruments that sound tek-tek. Not only to go around maintaining security, but Rontek is also used to wake people up for sahur or pre-dawn meal. Rontek consists of bamboo musical instruments. When making it, the bamboo is hollowed out in the middle in a square shape to create a rhythmic sound. Listener, Rontek art keeps increasingly developing. Initially, Rontek was played to wake people up for sahur or patrol activities. Now, this art has become popular because there are quite a lot of fans. Apart from that, Rontek also continues to adapt to the taste of its listeners. Nowadays, Rontek is not only played by one type of musical instrument, but also is combined with various other musical instruments such as drums, kanong, gongs, and flutes, thus producing music that is pleasant to listen to. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, and see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Yang kukira mungkin bukannya.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany. VOI listener, for people who like running, they must not miss Belitung Geopark Run 2023. This event will be held in Belitung, Bangka Belitung Island on December 10, 2023. While running, participants can enjoy the scenery of UNESCO Global Geopark. The track will include Tanjung Kelayang and Tanjung Tinggi, Sijuk District. The start is at Tanjung Kelayang Beach. Targeting 1,000 runners, Belitung Geopark Run 2023 will be part of Indonesian and Australian Youth Exchange. Belitung Deputy Regent Ishak Mayrobi explained the race with slogan A Journey and Escape a Race offers a track with unusual natural contour. Belitung Geopark Run 2023 invited runners to face unusual natural contours while enjoying the beautiful natural scenery and cultural wealth across Tanjung Kelayang and Tanjung Tinggi Geopark, as well as Belitung's special cuisine. Listener, some 42 youths, consisting of 21 Indonesians and 21 Australians, will be in Belitung as tourism ambassadors and join Belitung Geopark Run 2023. The race is open for Indonesian citizens and everyone from any country. The registration is online at the official page of Belitung Geopark Run. Well, listener, that's Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa yang berdua terpisah jaraknya, tiada yang mampu untuk seberangi.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, dear listeners, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's glad to see you again on Music Corner program. Well, in this edition, we will present you a traditional song from West Java. Listeners, today I'm going to play a regional pop song from West Java called Tokecang. The song was written by R.C. Harjo Subroto, a Karawitan composer, in the 1950s. Tokecang is a song commonly sung by Sundanese children to accompany traditional games. Behind its cheerful rhythm, witty lyrics, and fast tempo, the song Tokecang contains a moral message to share and to avoid being greedy. Alright listeners, this is Kanti Reno with the song Tokecang from West Java. Enjoy listening!
Of Indonesia.
Tak pernah ku terfikir pindah ke lain hati. Diri ini hanya milikmu satu, utuh padamu jalin satu asmara. Meski tak selalu sama, ku janjikan aku kan tetap ada. Kamu takkan sendiri karena aku di sini menjagamu, memelukmu, ada di setiap langkahmu. Peganglah erat diriku yang tak akan melepasmu, karena ku tahu kau mampu untuk temukan bahagiamu. Bersamaku kala cinta menyapa, hati terasa bahagia. Tiada semu kala berdua denganmu, selalu ku rindu bersamamu. Kasih indah cinta bersemi, hiasi hari-harimu bersama. Aku takkan sendiri karena aku di sini menjagamu, memelukmu, ada di setiap langkahmu. Jangan pernah meragu karena aku untukmu. Jalani kisah cinta bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jauh sekali hari ini sejak kita berbicara tentang pernikahan di dalam mobilku. Jauh sekali hari ini sejak kita meminjam cahaya di tengah akad yang mati lampu. Waktu berjalan kita berdiri berseberangan dengan putri di bandara angkasa. Berpisah sementara, bukan hanya ia yang belajar dewasa, kita berdua pun juga belajar memahami perubahan. Di luar gemerlap lampu sorotan, jalannya gelap berpegang tangan, kita berdua sampai akhir zaman. Cobaan dulu ditabuhi sekarang sulit ditemukan. Satu hal yang menurutku pantas dibanggakan, yeah. Kita hadapi hari yang tak bisa pasti jika kau tak lagi suka suatu hal, jika ku tak lagi bisa ambil nada tinggi. Belajar memahami perubahan di luar kemelapan pun sotan. Jalannya gelap berpegangan tangan, kita berdua sampai akhir zaman. Kita berdua sampai tua lamban. Kita berdua sampai semesta bosan. Kita berdua sampai surya redup. Kita berdua sampai umur ditutup. Masih banyak hal-hal yang ku tak tahu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.